got another company, Equinor, two-thirds Norwegian government-owned company proposing to carry out drilling in the Bight, and obviously that's a serious concern to the communities across southern Australia.
Is the campaign opposed to all drilling in the Bight, even exploratory drilling?
Well, absolutely. People are opposed to this magnificent marine wilderness area. As I said, the Bight is a whale sanctuary, being turned into an oil field. But people are also very concerned about the risks associated with trying to turn it into an oil field. You know, the exploration drilling phase is when, and quite often when you get catastrophic disasters happening. That's what happened in the Gulf of Mexico 5 or 6 years ago when we saw an oil blow out there. That was the exploration drilling phase. And that's what's being proposed at the moment by Equinor. They're pushing to get an approval to carry out exploration drilling in the Great Australian Bight. So there's serious opposition to this. It's a high risk proposal.
The debate often comes down to economics versus the environment. With the oil companies always promising that if they tap into an oil well, they can bring vast economic benefits to the region. But what's your take on that particular divide?
More and more, you do see those arguments being put forward by mining industry proponents. More and more, a lot of these scenarios are automated, and so they don't necessarily provide many jobs at all. But also, any profits generated by what is essentially sucked out of the seabed out there will go to the company involved, and eventually some royalties might flow back into the federal government. If it doesn't come to the South Australian government or the people of South Australia, which are carrying all the risk, it would go to potentially to the federal government in the longer term. So, there's nothing in it for the people of Southern Australia really, other than carrying what is potentially a catastrophic risk. So you start to understand in that context why people are very concerned.
And just finally, why is this an important issue to you personally?
To me personally, the Great Australian Bight is a magnificent marine wilderness area. It's covered in state and federal marine parks, which is obviously a tribute to the importance of this region. So it's a totally inappropriate place to be trying to industrialise and turn into an oil field and put at risk by potentially deep sea drilling operations and things. But also on top of that, we have a fairly rapid climate change is happening around the world. So the last thing we can afford to be doing is pushing to massively expand the fossil fuel industry, and that's what this represents. We have to be transitioning fairly rapidly out of the existing industry, not pushing to rapidly expand it. That's complete madness and totally responsibility given what we know is happening, given what the scientists are telling us we need to do in order to minimise the impacts of really serious climate change.